This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we got this text here. It's an interesting text to ponder. The NHL is in a tough spot. Sure, they love their new teams getting recognition like Columbus, the Islanders, and Carolina. But the President's Trophy winner, they're out. The most popular player, he's out. Plus the defending champ and last Canadian team, they're heading to a game seven. Both of them. It could be a worst-case scenario for the NHL playoffs moving forward. And that's a springboard for our conversation at 412-928-9370. It's real cliche to ask, well, is this a Pens town or is this a hockey town? Every town is a front-running town. Every sports town in the world.
Yes.
They live and die with their team.
Give me a winner.
Absolutely.
Above all else.
So that's kind of a dumb conversation. But the conversation here is this. As that texter points out, Carolina, Washington, they're going to a Game 7 tomorrow. You have two tonight, Vegas, San Jose, Boston, Toronto. They're both tonight in Game 7s. It's really exciting. But do people stop and watch hockey when the Penguins aren't in it? Or are people just Penguins fans? See, I think that from an American consumer standpoint, the only product that really makes – the NFL is America's game. Like, if the NFL has a game and it is a playoff game, take, for example – Boston and Toronto. So take, for example, the Patriots and the Bills.
Okay.
If they ever were to play in a playoff game, that'd take a momentous effort from the Bills. But
yeah, we're talking.
I think people in Pittsburgh would stop their Sunday and fit it in because we watch NFL playoff games when the Steelers aren't in it.
At the very least, it's on as a passive watch. We talk about this all the time, active viewing versus passive viewing. You'd have an NFL playoff game on the living room TV as you and the family are about the house doing things on a Sunday afternoon.
And what this question spikes from that texter here is this, or what it sparks, is an appreciation for me from all the NFL has done to capture us in this society, in this country. It's not a question of, well, the NHL is just, the Penguins are in it, and then when the Penguins are knocked out, nobody in Pittsburgh pays attention. I kind of pay attention, and I still watch some hockey, but it just goes to show how strong the brand of the NFL is and what the NFL does to people. Like, I'll stop even, you know, when the Steelers are out or if they don't make it, in a wild card weekend or championship weekend, we stop and do everything. We stop and we watch. And even if we don't watch every play, we know what's going on. We talk about it. It is such a strong brand. So it isn't a knock at the NHL. For me, it just goes to show what the NFL does right.
Well, and I think the NHL is very regional, too. And we love the NHL in Pittsburgh. You look at all the time when NBC puts out the ratings on which markets watch games the most, even the ones that don't involve their teams. It's always Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Las Vegas. Those are the ones where the ratings are the biggest for hockey in the United States. So, look, even here, though, it becomes... You're not as tuned into the playoffs.
There's
I'll just be honest.
In saying that this is a Penguins town and not a hockey town. Because, like, I don't think you're going to catch a lot of people watching, you know, if a game was on in the middle of November, Vancouver and in Winnipeg. You're just not going to do it at 10 o'clock. But you will catch people watching an NFL game. This notion that we need to beat our chest all the time and be like, we're a great hockey town. There's no pride lost in just saying it's a great Penguin town.
And I think you can, look, people are going to take that when you say, great Penguin town versus great hockey town. And they're going to say, well, what are you talking about? There's this many kids involved in youth hockey and there's this and there's that. That can all still be true. We're talking about from the perspective of viewing a game, right, on television. On an average Sunday afternoon, what are you more likely to watch? Are you more likely to watch, I don't know, Nashville, St. Louis in a playoff game on NBC? Or are you more likely to watch a Pirate game, for example? Like, I think that's where you start to get into it, too, because anybody... To your point at the a couple minutes ago, Colin, anybody is more likely to watch their quote-unquote home team than the team of another city in a different sport.
We always use this discussion, Jim, and it starts off faulty because every town in the world is a front-running homer town. It just is.
Sure, I'm thinking the only places that would actually be called hockey towns are probably north of the border. right, in Canada. I mean, Toronto, right? They probably watch whatever hockey's on there. And I don't, they're more them. They might watch a hockey game like we'd watch a football game. Maybe. I don't know. And I think the other part of it is, and we talk about this all the time, the NFL is a once-a-week experience.
Mm-hmm. And part of this, too, does come back on the NHL and their broadcast partners. How much do they do throughout the course of that big, long regular season that we all talk about as not having very much impact, other than be one of the top eight and get in either conference? How much are they doing to develop stars beyond their cash cows, beyond the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sidney Crosby, beyond, say, the teams in the big American markets, right? We always get the same games. We get the Chicagos and the Bostons and the New Yorks. How much are they doing to develop these other teams? How often do you see Columbus or Nashville or a team like that on national TV on NBC? You
just don't that often. I don't think people want to watch Florida or people want to watch Dallas.
And maybe not. No. Maybe that's part of the problem, but I think you've also got to do what you can to try and develop things outside of those big markets or those markets where the sport is super popular and those big names. And I don't know how much the NHL does
that. It will be
that.
Interesting to see the Game 7 ratings, though, in all markets tonight, in the next couple nights, what the Game 7 hockey ratings are.
Yeah.
Well, you got Fleury in a Game 7.
Right.
And then
late,
you got,
though, on a weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Late
and
on
then,
a Tuesday night. That's,
you know,
tough.
Boston, Toronto. And then, of course, Washington, I think, might have a little bit more of a
A little more juice?
Here. And then once it gets down, I don't know. I just can't. A game seven, yes. The rest of it, I can't, you know, I'm just like.
But a game seven essentially is a football playoff game.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's a do or
die. You know, it's funny. I was going to say that if you had all these playoff series and then all it came down to was a winner take all game,
right,
and you had like a couple of them on a Saturday and a couple of them on a Sunday, then that would be the same as the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.